A reading from John's Gospel, chapter 15, beginning at the 9th verse. Jesus said, As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I've called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. There's quite a claim made at the beginning of this reading, the reading I've just read to you, where Jesus says, As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. And if you think about this, if you think about all that we teach about God, that God is eternally a Trinity, that we have Father, Son and Holy Spirit, yet we have only one God. If we think of the way in which we see the love of God expressed within that Trinity, to say that the love that Jesus has for us is the same kind of eternal, enduring love that the Father has for Jesus is an extraordinary thing. Just dwell for a moment on that thought, that this is the kind and the quality of love that we are talking about, the eternal love that exists within the Trinity, the love from which all other kinds of love gains its definition, the absolute purity of love that there is there. Well, that is the same love that Jesus has for you, which is an extraordinary thing. But then the following sentence, the sentence that Jesus goes on to say, is in that light somewhat confusing. Abide in my love. Well, yes, that we can see that. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Well, one of the things we like to think about love is that in many ways it's undeserved. It's not that you earn love. Love, we like to think, is something higher than that. It's not a bargain, it's not a transaction. Do these six things and then I'll love you. But yet Jesus is saying here, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. The problem is we're looking at this the wrong way round. What Jesus is saying is that we are to abide in his love. Well, we've seen in the passage we had last week about abiding in Christ and the absolute crucial nature of abiding in Christ, that regular prayer, that regular reading of the scriptures, that having your mind transformed by the scriptures and by Christ's teaching. Well, if you abide in Christ in that way, that will affect how you behave. So that the keeping of Jesus's commandments isn't the way to gain God's love, rather it's the result of loving God. So we keep commandments of Jesus because of our love for Christ, and our love for Christ means that we do those things that he commands us to do, so that they become easy, they become second nature, that when we fail to do them, and we know we fail to do them, we confess to Christ, we confess to God, and God forgives us our sins through Christ's work. But we have that desire to keep Christ's commandments, even when we sin. That's why we confess, because we wish that we did keep those commandments, but we are frail people and we failed. So the desire even to keep the commandments of Christ is a sign of your love of Christ, is a sign of your Christianity. So this desire and this actual keeping of Jesus's commandments, we can then see as confirming signs of our position with God. That when we feel, are we even Christian? We can cling to the fact that we want to be Christian. We want to carry out Christ's commands. We want to follow him. And that we do that as far as we possibly can. Well, we can take that as evidence of our love for Christ and the fact, therefore, that we are in Christ, that we abide in Christ, that we are saved by Christ, that we are loved by Christ with the same love that the Father had for him from all eternity.